And it was around this time during Tuesday's show that we would start to hear the rumblings of just a devastating story now making headlines, certainly across this country. And while still we've got little details as to what led to this killing of five people, including three children aged 6, 7, and 12, and a 41-year-old who was also found dead at that scene, we just don't know. But we'll find out, because there was also an alleged gunman, 45 years old, also found at a different location. So we have two different addresses, but just devastation all around. And this thing happening on Saturday night in Sault Ste. Marie and what police are calling intimate partner violence. But, you know, we're talking about a city of 76,000 people. So it doesn't just hit close to home. This thing will hit everybody because it's one of those stories where everyone will have a connection. Matthew Shoemaker is the mayor of Sault Ste. Marie and joins us now. Our thoughts to you. I know you've got a lot on your shoulders today, so thanks for making the time for us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How has this impacted in the city?
It's been a tough day and a half or so. It's like you had mentioned in your opening comments there, it is a tight-knit community, and a community where it's very common to be related to, you know, a significant swath of the local population. And so this will hit home for community members far and wide, and will has had an impact, frankly, on the whole community, whether or not there was a personal connection.
I mean, not to mention, I mean, the three kids, you know, 6, 7, and 12, that's very young. I mean, it's heartbreaking. And they all went to school. They all played in the playgrounds. They all were part of the community, whether maybe they played hockey or they were part of Girl Guides, whatever it was, they were part of that community. And so there is a different level to this story where it's just going to have a huge impact with the younger kids.
Yeah, it's the obviously the worst aspect of the story is the loss of communities, the three kids in the community. The school boards have been working since the news got to them in their early morning hours on Tuesday morning that this had happened, that they you know, brought in counselors for the schools that the children went to. There were three children across two schools in the community, and you know, I understand that yesterday was an all hands on deck day at those two schools, at the board offices, and trying to help the student population, the teachers, and the parents of the students in those two schools to make sense of what really is inexplicable and incomprehensible pain.
Yeah, and, you know, the sad reality, and I've covered way too many of these, is that there will be signs. There will always be signs of things, you know, that could have maybe stopped it. And I know you don't want to go into the details, and we certainly don't have details of what we're dealing with here, but there are always signs. And so I think, you know, as mayor, you're going to be not just dealing with the immediate aftermath, but there'll be a lot of questions, you know, as you go through navigating this. What are some of the things that come to mind for you as to what you're going to be dealing with, you know, as the person leading this city moving forward?
Yeah.
Because it's not just going to go away.
No, I think that's what we are, that's what we need to figure out from the investigation that the police are undertaking, is whether or not there are different services that we don't have or different supports that we need to support families that are going through the types of difficulties that obviously would have led to events like Monday night's violence. So I think that once the motives and the facts of how we got to the violence are known, that's the question that City Council, the Police Service Board, Social Service Board, and then, you know, other entities outside of municipal control like the hospital and the provincial government from a funding perspective are going to have to look at and say, what mix of services are available in Sault Ste. Marie and what mix of services is needed? Because what's available and what's needed often are two different things.
Yeah, and it's always in hindsight that we look at this and say, oh, what could we have done differently? And I don't think that Sault Ste. Marie is any different than Burlington or Hamilton or even Toronto, where you think the services are there, but maybe they aren't, because there's so many challenges at the city level to get these kinds of services available to people so that they can either flee or they can go somewhere or get the help. Is there a challenge for Sault Ste. Marie to put these services out?
So, with respect to intimate partner violence, that's what we need to make the determination on. I can tell you, however, that the mix of mental health services that are available in Sault Ste. Marie are lacking, and it's something that our municipality has been speaking loudly about with the hospital and with the provincial government since before I was mayor. My predecessor was saying this, you know, every opportunity that he got, and I've been saying it at every opportunity I've got to speak with our MPP and to speak with our hospital administration, that there are not enough mental health supports, and it's something that really seemed to, the gap between the available supports and the instances of mental health need in our community really seemed to get spread apart very far during the pandemic, and it has not gone back to pre-pandemic levels. And so obviously this is a new normal that we are dealing with, and it's something that we need additional resources to help tackle.
Yeah, new normal, but not a new issue. And that's the frustrating thing, is that we've had these issues growing for a long time. And Sault Ste. Marie's not alone in this, is that we don't have the services that we needed a long time ago, and we just can't get the immediacy. Have you heard from the premier? Has anyone reached out?
I've heard from certain provincial officials, federal officials. I don't want to get into this person did reach out and that person didn't reach out, but I do appreciate the messages that they've sent, yes, to our community, the Premier and the Prime Minister, our local representatives as well, and others who have reached out either directly or who have posted messages of support through their social media.
Yeah, I think this takes a lot more than talk, though, and hopefully then we can turn this into some kind of action, because whether it's the community you're dealing with or people who are in this situation, there's going to be a need, because as I said before, this is not just going to go away once the headlines fade. There's going to be a lot of hurt for a long time.
Absolutely, and our community is struggling through that today, and will be for much time to come, and it's hopefully something... Hopefully some change can come from the unfortunate realities of Monday night.
Boy, oh boy. Very difficult time. I very much appreciate your time joining us, Mayor.
Thank you for having me.
That is Mayor Matthew Shoemaker, Mayor of Sault Ste. Marie, who his job is to get his community through this. But again, we're talking a place of 76,000 people. They all know each other. Someone will know one of the kids. Someone will have gone to the baseball diamond with one of the kids. Maybe someone went to the arcade or played video games with one of these kids on Sunday afternoon. Maybe they were getting ready for Halloween and doing Halloween things, right? There's a connection. Maybe they knew the people involved, knew that they needed help. You know, I don't know if we're talking about a woman and her kids. I don't know what the details are of who we're dealing with. I can guess, because I've seen enough of these things. And I can also guess that there'll be a lot of signs and warnings that weren't checked. But again, there'll be massive connections here. And when you look to the numbers, just in 2022, 184 women and girls were killed by violence in this country. This is up from 148 women and girls killed. We call them domestics, but in 2019. And again, there are those cases that don't even get reported of those trying to flee.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.